Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States continues to follow the grave situation at Camp Ashraf in Iraq in light of the horrific September 1st attack that took place there. The U.S. reiterates its support for the United Nations Assistance Mission, or UNAMI, and its efforts to conduct an independent fact-finding investigation into this terrible event and to document what took place. The U.S. has called on the government of Iraq to fully support UNAMI's efforts to conduct a full investigation of its own and to help find and return to safety those who are missing. The U.S. insists that the perpetrators of this barbarous act be brought to justice. The U.S. also notes the troubling statements issued by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps praising the attack and call on the government of Iran to use whatever influence it might have with groups that may be holding missing persons from the camp to secure their immediate release. All parties at Camp Ashraf should cooperate with a plan proposed by UNAMI to ensure the safe and secure relocation of the survivors to Camp Horia as soon as possible. Consistent with this plan, the U.S. calls on the government of Iraq to move quickly to enhance security structures within Camp Horia and calls on the Mujahideen-e Khalq, or MEK, to make all necessary preparations to move remaining residents at Camp Ashraf to Camp Horia in full cooperation with UNAMI. The MEK's members were supported by the late Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein, who established them at Camp Ashraf in Diyala Province, Iraq. In 2012, per the terms of the December 25, 2011 Memorandum of Understanding between the United Nations and the government of Iraq, most members of the MEK were moved from Camp Ashraf to Camp Horia outside of Baghdad in order for the UN to evaluate their international protection needs and options for relocation outside Iraq. The United States has appointed senior advisor for MEK resettlement, Jonathan Weiner, to oversee efforts to help resettle the residents of Camp Horia to safe, permanent, and secure locations outside of Iraq. In addition to those countries such as Albania that have admirably assisted the United Nations in this important humanitarian mission.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.